My divine family, Sean Linnell IVL, and this is The Word. Midnight, the 31st of July, 2019. By prayer and abundance of faith, the Most High is with us. So let me begin. Let us discern wholly and surely what is before our eyes, that we see but take no heed to, or pay not attention to wholeheartedly, but just subtly. We look and see, and then it falls from our eyes because of mischief, deceit, and other worldly things that we are distracted about and by and from, and not seeing the truth. When we were forewarned and took heed not. An example. As said before, the Sabbath, the seventh day. It is written, 146, all right, within 146 verses, the word Sabbath is prevalent within the scriptures. Over 20 verses, let's say, to be exact, I put my faith on 20. It is within 20 verses of the word meditate, or meditating, or meditation. And dreams. Something that it seems that I'm an expert of, or on, or upon. Oh, it's about by way of the Most High giving grace, deeming me to be expert in this. So it's whatever the Most High sees or ordains or anoints upon you. But 87 times, 87 verses, dreams are shown the importance of this. I say this for a reason. I bring up all the old into the new, so that we shall not stumble again. Do not go into the past to gather the things that we fall from, or we had failed from in the beginnings. Do not go into the past to do fault again, but see our faults and to do not again. This is why scripture, the Hebrew scripture, is so merciful to us, preventing us from chasing other idols. For if you go back into history, that's all you see. And a wise mind would see the workings of these things and get the bigger picture. But that of the unwise will see these things and worship that within the picture, placing themselves in a picture frozen in time, where their soul cannot move no more into the future, but stuck into the iniquities of what we had in the past. So do not go in the past to bring back vile things. I speak on these things, and I highlight the Most High in all these things, that He is the All, the Creator of all things. Pass the test. Yes, the challenge is hard, it's tasking, but you can succeed in faith and in truth, leaning on the Most High. On the Most High's word and commandments. being in his righteous, his right hand, by way of your righteousness, being his righteous to him. Though previously I spoke on, subtly, of Enoch, Isaac, Joseph, reason being these are, just naming a few within scripture, that needed not to use excessive ritualistic, miraculous tact of control or blessings bestowed unto them by the Most High, like Moses, with using the staff and the many miracles happening. But with Enoch, the Most High seen and found grace and took him. Found grace within him. Found meekness and walking the paths and the dedication given. Not doing anything warful. Isaac, a simple life. Joseph, a dreamer. Not using tact again, spiritual tact that's bestowed on certain ones, anointed upon us as an attribute given to a specific elect. For if we look at superheroes, they have their unique powers. But this was motivated and intrigued, causing it an intriguing idea by looking at the ancient miracles. And being intrigued by this and motivated by this to create a modern day thing that may sometimes take us away from the ancient thing, now deeming and creating new idols of worship. Though these things can be entertaining, but these things are not made to be worshipped, but merely to entertain you. Have your belief system strong, a system that is ancient and from the beginnings of the days commanded upon all. Let us see this for what it is and not play with our minds. Making excuses, putting other things in our heads so we can become known to the real world. Being hopeless and losing hope. We are better than this. There's so many things to this world that we have figured out, but have fallen after figuring these things out, after making things right, after following the Ark of the Covenant all the way into this day, to lose it. I want to not make this a long and drawn out recording, but something simple, something that you can have on your mind without trying to decipher a lot of things from a lot of words being spoken to you. But the Most High is with you. Many, many verses, and not only verses, but happenings within our own lives prove that the Most High is true and real. He gives us tools of communication. And I just named the simplest of them: meditating, sleeping upon visions and dreams in faith that the Most High shall answer thee. Do not Yeshua, Yahashua, Yahawashai, Jesus, the many names that you call him, rest his head upon the mount. Thus the mount also represents the divine mind upon you. To the top of the mount, the top of the pyramid, resting for the Most High's call. Moment of silence for us to think and ponder on goodly things, because the wretched things has distorted us, because we dwell in the desires of the world by giving it focus in our attention. Doesn't it say in the book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 6, doesn't it speak on who he chooses to be his prophets and how he chooses them? But beware of those false ones who take these gifts and misuse them, for the Most High foresees their actions. For they want to become famous and all eyes to be upon them and worshipped and respected by ego. And Deuteronomy chapter 13 speaks of them. These things are sure and real. First Samuel, chapter 28, verse 6. First Kings, chapter 3, verses 5. First Kings, chapter 3, verse 15. Genesis, chapter 24. Verse 63. Job chapter 33, verse 15 through 16. And many more. So far vast and so far more simple than the past times. In the times that we err so many times, in the patterns that we see from making these errors, that a mode of captivity and bondage came upon us, for we turned away from the Most High Creator, the Almighty, the All Glorious, the All Merciful, the All Dreadful, the All Wrathful. Those these things can be harsh, for they say, prophesy unto me good things, Why? When a world is filled with sin. How? When the horse things are the good things. For sometimes the word is not kind and cuddly. How would that change you and move you back into the righteous path? For sin has come to you all cuddly and has bitten you as soon as you played with it or allowed it into your life. Does not the devil come with kind words and beauty and all or in all of that false light? The false light of brilliance that is not brilliant, but is a strong delusion and deception placed upon your eyes. Remove yourself from them and from this. If you can highlight our ancient histories that are true, the good effectively with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Jehovah, by being honest and sincere in heart and fearing the Most High, then this will help you and allow you to deter from bringing up the past filth, wickedness, the delusions and the pitfalls that we fell in by chasing these other idols and these wicked and bizarre acts in secret or in hidden, which is not hidden or secret from the Most High. Do not go too far back in history and be tantalized by the temporary gains of evil. For it is a gain no more. And our modern day evils play around with this, thinking that they have the answers. And they do not, for their magic it simply sparkles and smoke within hollowed places, blown up the wrong ends, with principalities and demonic figures hidden around that they do not see, or they may see but are tricked by, thinking that they are doing good works, mysterious works, and they do not. The divine order is simple. The Most High elected those in which He elect from birth, since birth, to do. Believe that you are a part of this and not a part of that, for it shall soon fall, for it is already falling and have fallen, but we discern not. We give it life and attention that it struggles for, and not giving attention to our divine family of righteousness, those who are trying and attempting to live decent and good, and may stumble from here and there from time to time. But your God is merciful. If you believe, the Creator of all things, I I wanted to keep this short so you would have time to go over these scriptures, these verses that I brought back to you into your mind, unto your attention. For they've been there this whole time. And there's many more things to be revealed if you surely discern with a sure mind and fear the Most High and daily call upon Him. He shall be there for you if your heart is pure and your works are divine and good, and if your intentions is holy. Though we do make mistakes, fear not, He sees our mistakes, but He shall bring you out of them if you only believe. Much love.